You know, stablecoins are often presented as a bridge between traditional money and crypto. Digital tokens that could make payments faster and cheaper without the wild price swings of cryptocurrencies. But there's a serious caution from Pablo Hernandez de Cos, chief of the Bank for International Settlements. He has argued that stablecoins are not yet credible for payments at scale. And that matters a lot, because this isn't coming from a competitor or a fringe critic. It's from a senior figure in the global monetary system. The core point is that stablecoins may be useful in specific niches, but becoming a broad payment rail requires much more than technical innovation. A payment system used by millions has to work reliably under stress. It needs to handle huge volumes, support dispute resolution, protect users from fraud, and keep confidence intact during market turbulence or operational failures. For stablecoins, that means proving several things at once. The token must be redeemable in a predictable way, its reserves must be transparent, safe, and sufficient, the issuer must operate under rules that inspire confidence, and the broader financial system must be able to integrate it without creating new risks. A key point is that credibility is not the same as token design. A stablecoin that tracks a fiat currency is not automatically as trustworthy as that currency. If reserves are held in risky assets, redemption rights are unclear, or the token is treated differently across jurisdictions, users may be carrying hidden uncertainty. That uncertainty may be acceptable for small payments, but it is not acceptable for large-scale payments. Merchants, banks, and institutions are unlikely to build core operations around a payment instrument unless they have strong confidence in its legal status and operational reliability. The warning is reinforced by a new study from the Financial Stability Institute, which highlights sharp differences in the rules governing stablecoin issuers. The study suggests that stablecoins are not being regulated, or even defined, in a consistent way across markets. Some issuers may face banking-like oversight, while others operate under lighter frameworks. Some may be required to hold high-quality reserves, while others may have more flexibility in managing the assets backing their tokens. This patchwork creates several problems. First, it creates legal uncertainty, because users and businesses may not know what rights they have if a stablecoin fails or redemption is restricted. Second, it creates comparability problems, because two tokens marketed as stable may have very different levels of safety and transparency. Third, it creates cross-border friction, because a stablecoin that works in one jurisdiction may not be recognized or treated the same way in another. Fourth, it raises systemic risk concerns, because large amounts of value moving through unevenly regulated stablecoin systems could create new vulnerabilities in the financial system. For payments at scale, consistency matters. A user sending money across borders should not have to navigate a confusing mix of local rules, issuer terms, and redemption restrictions. A bank integrating stablecoin settlements should be able to rely on a clear standard of oversight. A merchant accepting stablecoins should know that the system behind the token is designed to hold up not only in normal conditions, but also under stress. For stablecoin projects, the message is that the next phase of growth will depend less on marketing and more on institutional trust. Projects that want to be taken seriously in payments will need to focus on governance, transparency, reserve quality, and regulatory engagement. They will also need to consider how their products fit into the broader financial architecture, rather than assuming they can operate as a parallel system with minimal connection to public institutions. This does not mean stablecoins are irrelevant. They may still play important roles in treasury management, settlement, cross-border payments, and digital asset ecosystems. But the bar for large-scale consumer payments is much higher. To cross it, stablecoins will need to demonstrate that they can function as part of a trusted financial system, not merely as a fast-moving token on a blockchain. Regulation is likely to become a central battleground. Regulators will need to balance innovation with consumer protection, monetary stability, and financial system safety. The current fragmented approach makes that balance difficult. Over time, the likely direction is greater regulatory coordination, clearer standards for issuers, and stronger expectations around transparency and resilience. The central takeaway is that stablecoins' future in mainstream payments will be determined less by technological speed and more by trust, legal clarity, and institutional reliability.